Thank you very much. Hi, everyone. I would really like to be there with you, but unfortunately, due to other constraints, I couldn't be there physically, but still I'm attending remotely. So I'm sharing a case study also of a project being financed by Adaptation Fund on the adaptation of vulnerable communities in transboundary areas between Angola and Namibia. Next slide, please. I will start with a brief presentation of OSS, which is standing for Sahara and Sahel Observatory, but in French, it's Observatoire du Sahara et du Sahel. It's an organization based in Tunis. It has been established since 1992. It has 26 African member countries from the North Africa, West Africa, Central Africa, and East Africa. Then seven Northern member countries, like you can see on the slide, from Europe. Mainly from Europe. Then we have eight African sub-regional organizations, two partner organizations, the FAO and UNCCD, then three NGOs. Next slide, please. So its mission and services are to support African member countries in the sustainable management of natural resources in a context of particularly unfavorable climate change. So this is done via implementation of the implementation of the multilateral agreements on desertification, biodiversity and climate change, where OSS is an observer member. We promote the regional and international initiatives related to Africa's environmental challenges and also the definition of concepts and harmonization of approaches and methodologies related to sustainable natural resource management. OSS is a platform for North-South-South partnership. It is an interface of science and policy articulations, and it also allows collaboration and the development of tools that are put at the disposal of countries. Next slide, please. So OSS, since 2013, has engaged in climate finance while being an accredited entity by the Adaptation Fund for the first time, then reaccredited in 2019. It is also accredited entity at regional level with the GCF since 2017. And this is why we are here today, because as a regional accredited entity, OSS is acting in Africa to facilitate the access to climate finance for its member countries and partner countries. Next, please. All the fundings are being used to address some challenges like flooding, droughts, animal mortality, erosion, poaching, bushfires. These are challenges that all our countries are facing at different levels, but we can see that it's a shared challenge in all the African countries. Next, please. We also have, these are natural challenges. Then we have other challenges like political instability, the tribal conflicts, the interclans, the low technical capacities of our partners at technical and financial level are real. We have also another challenge related to the low collaboration among relevant technical institutions, sometimes between different administration and ministries. There's not enough communication and the channels are not easy. Then we have low community ownership, participation, and also the government bureaucracy is really a very big challenge. This is something that is more difficult to address when talking about two countries and more. Next, please. I think this is a good example that can show where OSS has different interventions. Some of them are national projects and some of them are regional projects. The regional projects are mainly financed by the Adaptation Fund, where we have a specific funding window for regional projects. And the approach is very particular and specific. Next, please. So the execution approach of our projects and program is to adopt an operational adaptation plans and development to predict and manage the challenges, the crisis, and the hazards. So we do measure and monitor the impacts of climate change, assess the vulnerabilities of ecosystem and population. We adjust the strategies according to realities. We contribute and support countries in doing that. Then we implement concrete adaptation actions, which is actually the more important and the core objective of the projects funded by the Adaptation Fund. We provide timely and accurate climate information and support countries in accessing climate funds. Next, please. So the topic of our session today is the transboundary approach. In this slide, I want to show why the transboundary approach is important and what makes a project justifiable under the regional window. We can talk about the common climate characteristics, where it enhances regional awareness, knowledge, and capacity of the people to adapt to climate change and variability at community, district, national, and regional levels. And they all experience the same climate and extreme weather events along the border region. Like the previous presenters, they were showing like catchment-based approaches or maybe basin-based approaches. So we can't split the ecosystem. And here we come to the next one, which is shared ecosystem. We have an example of a project in West Africa where we are dealing with a transboundary park. So we can't address the challenges that area is facing while taking only a section of it. So it was so obvious that the project was regional. It's between Niger, Benin, and Burkina Faso. Then the third justification for the regional approach, and here we are, talking about the social integration. When we are dealing with the same community, we can't address the challenge that half of the community is facing because they are settled in one country. Some of the communities, they actually even don't recognize the administrative boundaries. So this regional approach is something that will allow the funding to go to the same community, enhancing their resilience at the transboundary level. Next, please. So I want to showcase the ARTSWORK project, which is between Angola and Namibia at the Okavango River. It is dealing with the main thematic of food security. The amount is around $12 million funded by the Adaptation Fund. Its main objective actually is to enhance the adaptation capacity and resilience of the communities in that transboundary region between Angola and Namibia. And we are targeting as a global number of indirect beneficiaries of 200,000 people between the two countries. And the direct ones will be 6,500 small-scale farmers with 50% of women and their families, obviously. The concrete adaptive measures to be undertaken is, the first one is to enhance the capacities to adapt and respond to climate change risk in the cross-border area. Then to build organizational and technical capacities for climate